Amazon is suggesting it would create 7,000 jobs in California if the state backs off its new law requiring taxation of products sold on the Internet. We're looking into that this morning. In about a half an hour, we'll hear the governor's point of view. But first, George Runner of the State Board of Equalization says the governor's wrong if he thinks the so-called Amazon tax will generate any money.
The current law that was passed is not collecting any money. There has not, at the Board of Equalization, we've had not one out-of-state retailer who has registered to collect sales tax. So we're not going to get the money anyhow. So what Amazon is saying, hey, how about this? We'll bring you some jobs. You give us, I think right now they're asking for a two-year moratorium, tax holiday, if you will, on us collecting the tax. We'll get physical presence in your state, which then makes them legally responsible to collect the sales tax. And it's a win-win deal. It baffles me as to why it is there's not more serious consideration for this issue.
Plus, Amazon is fighting the current new law with a ballot petition and also a court case.
The current law that was passed is not collecting any money. There has not, at the Board of Equalization, we've had not one out-of-state retailer who has registered to collect sales tax. So we're not going to get the money anyhow. So what Amazon is saying, hey, how about this? We'll bring you some jobs. You give us, I think right now they're asking for a two-year moratorium, tax holiday, if you will, on us collecting the tax. We'll get physical presence in your state, which then makes them legally responsible to collect the sales tax. And it's a win-win deal. It baffles me as to why it is there's not more serious consideration for this issue.
George Runner of the State Board of Equalization, and as we said, coming up in half an hour, we'll get the point of view from the governor's office.